سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارحم سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما ترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما تحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وارحم سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما سلمت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما جعلتها على آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، عند حديث شريف نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has highlighted the importance of remembering death. And the words of the Hadith Sharif is أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات الموت. That abundantly remember that which will sever all pleasures. So many a times a person, his entire focus in dunya and his zeal and what becomes his goal is just the leisures and pleasures of dunya. And then sometimes in order to entertain himself, because that's become his goal in life, so then even the lines of permissible and impermissible get blurred, very easily cross the line, get involved in all kinds of evil and vice. So all this happens when a person starts making this leisure and pleasure of dunya and the entertainment of dunya his pursuit in life, his goal in life. Though nobody will say that that's his goal, but that becomes what life is all about for the person then. But how long is this going to carry on? So sooner or later that will come to an end. But now because we don't remember that reality, we don't actively take our minds and hearts to this reality. So it's a reality, we believe in it, that one day is coming, we are going to leave this world. It can come suddenly. It doesn't have any kind of detail about, well, after a certain age only somebody will go, only the sick person will go. No details of that sort. Allah knows best whose time is up when. Somebody can be young, can be old, can be healthy, can be sick, can be anybody, anywhere. When the time is up, he has to go. Now we don't think about this reality. We don't ponder over that my time could be very close. I don't know when. It could be very close. And how many a person was planning long, long plans, but before he even could start off putting any part of that plan in place, he was gone. So now we have been emphasized upon أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, that abundantly, excessively remember that. Now one was to just say remember death, but Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving it to us in a way that will make us realize where we're heading. Remember that which will sever all pleasures. So now this is something to be done in a dedicated manner, like the other muraqabahs that we discussed. So daily there should be some time for the remembrance of death. Initially it might just be just trying to remember something, think of something. But when a person does this consistently, and when it takes root in his heart, this will become a very, very effective barrier from sin. When that takes root in the heart, and now nafs and shaitan are tempting him towards some sin, so that will come to him very strongly. What if today is my last day in this dunya? So now the last day in this dunya, in the Hadith Sharif it is that tamutun kama tahyun, you will die as you live, and you will be resurrected as you die. What kind of death? That kind of resurrection. So now nobody wants to be resurrected in a way that he is in a sinful state. When we leave this dunya in a way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, so we resurrected in that manner as well. So now for that, this is the lesson and the practice that the mashayikh emphasize upon, the muraqabah of maut, the muraqabah and meditation over one's own death. So many of the things that we are discussing sound like very ordinary things, but these things are to be practiced on, and then when it's done consistently for a period of time, a person will see the effect of it and the benefit of it. It's like that antibiotic. Person took it for 1 day, 2 days, say, I don't see anything happening. You have to take the course. And sometimes certain things they say, no, it's a 3 week course, maybe a 1 month course. So now after 10 days, you drop it because you can't see any difference. So now that's going to be your loss, because it will take its true effect when that course has run the full duration. So likewise, this is muraqabah of maut. Now if a person is genuinely wanting to get safely to akhirat, he wants to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, he's serious about abandoning that life of disobedience, the life of sin, that's genuinely his determination. It's not just some lip service. Oh, well, it's not even in his mind. Person is genuinely wanting to move forward in life in terms of his deen. Then all these things are very important, very necessary. And it is for us to make the time for it. Time is abundant. Plenty of time we have. And if you're not sure where we have the time, whether we have the time or not, then nowadays it's very easy to know whether we have the time or not. Just go and check up the screen time. Check up the screen time and we'll understand and realize how much time we have. So at least 3 minutes a day for the muraqabah of maut. Minimum 3 minutes. Start off even 1 minute, but build it up quickly to 3 minutes. And in a dedicated manner. One is now just, by the way, without any distraction, without any disturbance, set a time for it. Sit down and clear the mind and heart of everything else. And then start imagining that now one's time has come. Time to leave this dunya is already there. And when the life of a person starts leaving, then he can actually feel it leaving him. It starts leaving from the feet, coming upwards. He starts feeling his feet going limp. Many people, just before that last moment, they just suddenly see everything getting blurred in front of them. Because obviously, life is leaving now. So the person's every limb is now losing its life. So his eyes start losing its life also. So his vision is suddenly now, he can't seem to see what's going on. Next thing, the person is gone. So now to start imagining this whole scene. And the scene will happen. It's not something that is just for the sake of imagining it. It is a reality that will happen. So that's the mindset with which to think about it. That one day this is going to happen. And when that one day is, it could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be in this week. Allah knows. We don't know. We have no idea. And many a person sometimes was probably sitting somewhere and listening to some talk where the remembrance of death was being spoken about and the reality of death striking any time was spoken about, and he would have heard it too. And it's possible he took it to his heart, it's possible he forgot about it at the same time. But before he knew it, it applied to him. He was gone. Every day we hear about these things. Person was here now and is gone. So now to imagine it. Imagine it about ourselves now. When we go to the Qabristan, this was all meant to be a very big reminder for ourselves about our death. Unfortunately, because we are so distant away from thinking about this reality, let alone elsewhere, a person is sitting in his home, he's in his business, anywhere else, even right in the Qabristan, in the graveyard, all around, he's seeing the Qubur, and he can see the names of people who he knew, their names are there, and sometimes it's a very sobering experience to walk through the Qabristan, the graveyard. You might see some nameplate which is our namesake. Many people, I saw my namesake also some places. One day we'll go to be inside, somebody else will stand at our grave. That's a reality. And we have no idea where it'll strike. Now to prepare for that, that's the crucial thing. And to surround and think about it. Now, if a person has a goal to reach Allah Ta'ala, to clean his life out, to save himself from sins, then this will be a very important thing for him. If life is casual, then it'll get just dismissed. So now to start thinking about the scenes before death, when already death is approaching, what's going on at that time around one? Let this all soak in. And then imagine now the soul has left. So now whatever the scene might be around us at that time. Also at that time, if a person unfortunately is caught up in some things in life, so to think about it, but what if when that moment comes, that's what I'm busy with? What if at that time my hand suddenly went limp and that phone fell out of my hand, but it's still playing, whatever is playing, Allah knows. And who's going to walk in? And what they're going to see, my lifeless body and what's playing in, alongside me. Allah Ta'ala save us. So now to start thinking of all those scenes of death, then now what's going to then take place afterwards? Think of ourselves being given ghusl, which is a reality. One day it's going to happen. They're going to cut open our clothes, whatever is there will go along with it. Somebody's going to empty those pockets out. What they'll empty out of it, Allah knows. Imagine ourselves lying there in that kafan. We've seen many people lying in their kafan, but very seldom, or maybe never, we imagine ourselves there. Which is going to happen. It will happen. Nobody has passed or missed this. It's going to happen to us too. And then the janazah salah is taking place. We are now being lowered into our grave. And then that grave is being closed and is getting engulfed in that darkness. Now we can actually hear that sand being thrown onto that grave, onto those planks, it's falling. We've got no way to come out of this place. There's no return. Now we have to face our deeds. And the only thing that's going to be of benefit to us there is our iman and amal-e saliha. That is what's going to speak. If a person lived his life in accordance to Allah Ta'ala's command, between taqwa and tawbah, and no delay of tawbah. So then when that question is going to be asked, man rabbuk, he'll be able to respond correctly, Rabbi Allah. But if he lived his life worshipping his own desires, can't respond at that time, then it'll be la adri, ha ha, la adri. I don't know what's the answer to this. And he lived his life on the deen of Islam, the dictates of Islam, the commands of deen, then he'll be able to respond deen al-Islam. And if he lived according to the pattern of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he'll be able to answer that this is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now to think about that now I'm going to face my deeds, and I'm going to be asked the questions in the grave, what I'm going to answer. What I'm going to answer there is not what I memorize here. What I will answer there is how I live here. How I live will determine what I answer. So now think about all this. Think of these realities. And now the questioning, how we'll fare in that questioning. And then fast forward, it is now the day of Qiyamah. Now the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to be asked now, questioned about all my deeds. So now thinking about all these scenes, and then come back, so to say, Allah Ta'ala's fazal, I'm still around, I still have a chance in life. I don't know how long, I'm not yet there, but now I need to prepare for that. I need to prepare for that reality which is certainly coming. There's no escape from it. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul will taste death. So now we need to give this some time, dedicated time, consistently, daily, in that time slot, to make this muraqabah. We have so many things, our minds are running. If at no other time, then now when a person is trying to fall asleep, it's ideal time. just cover his face a little while to give that extra effect of the darkness too. And he'll remind him of the grave. That he's lying down on his bed today, but one day he's going to lie in the grave, which is a reality. And that would be an excellent thing to do at that time, that at least we leave, we get to sleep thinking about the akhirat. And that is something that will now bring our heart closer to Allah Ta'ala. So we fall asleep with that. That's a remembrance of Allah Ta'ala also. But rather than falling asleep, Allah forbid, in what kind of thoughts and what kind of mindset. So we rather go to sleep making muraqabah of mawt, if nothing else, if no other time. So this is a very important aspect which the mashayikh emphasize greatly. All these things fit together in this entire, make up this entire process. A person who's serious about making his islah, he wants to abandon the life of disobedience, he wants to be fulfilling all the commands of Allah Ta'ala. At the time of salah, he doesn't want to be lazing around. He wants to be up and about, straight going to the masjid to perform his salah. He wants to be yearning to recite the Quran Sharif. He wants to be enthusiastic about serving deen. So all that is not going to happen by just by the way. There's an effort for it. So a person who's serious about wanting all this, then there's an effort. And all this is part of that effort. So now, like for dunya, person makes all the arrangements, what has to be done. He's got a business to run, from morning till evening, he's got all his things planned out, what's to be done, and then after hours he's giving time also. After hours, something comes up, he says, no, that's how business is. You can't leave it for the next day, you'll lose out. So now for dunya, we make all the sacrifices, because we want to make that prosper, we want to get that profit. So during hours, after hours, and then while trying to fall asleep too, same thing is circling in the mind, tomorrow what I need to do or what else. But now that dunya is not going to stay with us forever. We're not going to stay in the dunya forever. Allah knows best when we're gone. So that dunya, whatever responsibilities are there, we'll do it in its time. But now to make time for our islah, for our progress in deen, for our getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, these are all the things we have to now put into place. And inshallah, the consistency is the key aspect. Consistency is the key. Person does it 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, and then he decides he's not seeing any. Our job is to do the work, to do the effort. Allah Ta'ala will provide, Allah Ta'ala will give the guidance and hidayat and open the door when He wills. But our job is to make the effort. And the person does this properly, consistently, regularly, gradually this will become very present in his heart and mind. It's not that he will now, anything and everything, he's only seeing death in front of him. But as soon as something is going to take him towards, or tempt him towards sin, that will come in front of him immediately. I don't want to die in that place. I'm not going to go there. I don't want to leave this dunya as my last action being something sinful. But when he's done this regularly, properly, then whenever the need is there, this will come in front. When the need comes to do something good, this will come in front. That I'm lazing now, the opportunity is there, and I'm feeling lazy to do it, but what if my time is now almost up? And what a great opportunity I have to make these 2 rakats, to make this tilawat, it's come in my heart. So this will motivate him. One very pious person used to go into sajda, and then sometimes the sajda would be half an hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, one sajda, such a lengthy sajda. So somebody one day asked him, but how you end up making such lengthy sajdas? This is something for us to also, nevertheless, take a lesson, that the minimum that we should be reciting is 3 tasbihs, minimum. That is the sunnah, properly, minimum 3 tasbihs. But no way it has come that that's the maximum. In the salah with jama'ah, the imam will keep it, meaning to the basic level. But in our sunnahs, in our nawafil, we have taken it as if that three 50 tasbihs is maximum. Can't exceed beyond that. So that sajda can't get longer than that. Whereas in sajda, a person is closest to Allah Ta'ala. Aqrab. The Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the closest a person gets to Allah Ta'ala, or who was sajidun, while he's in the posture of sajda. So now to lengthen that sajda a little bit, and as discussed many times, in the nawafil, even du'as, to make du'a in sajda. What better place to make du'a than in the time when a person is in sajda? So to lengthen our postures of salah, our ruku, sajda, and deeply from the heart to listen. Unfortunately, our tasbih, subhanallah, subhana rabbiyal azim, subhana rabbiyal a'la. These are tremendously great glorifications of Allah Ta'ala. We don't even know what we said. We just rattled it off and we did the number and gone. As a result, we don't get that benefit fully of what we should have got out of that salah. So in any case, this person used to perform lengthy sajdas. One day somebody asked him, how you end up making such lengthy sajdas? So his response was that I start off the sajda, so I recite the tasbih, subhana rabbiyal a'la, subhana rabbiyal a'la, subhana rabbiyal a'la, whatever time, 3 times, 5 times, 7 times. And then I finally now think, okay, now let me now move on, raise my head. But then as that thought comes of raising my head, immediately the next thought comes, but what if this is the last opportunity of sajda in your life? After this salah, you're not going to perform another salah because you're going to be gone from dunya. Or maybe you might not even complete this salah. So now in that thought, that what if this is the last salah and my time is imminent, then let me be in sajda because there's no other chance. And what better way to meet Allah Ta'ala than in sajda? So then I continue a few more tasbihs. Then eventually I think of now raising my head and again the same thought comes. What if this is the last sajda? And in that manner now half an hour goes away, 45 minutes, then eventually I raise my head. But now this is that great benefit when this has settled in the heart, it will become a barrier from sin and it will also motivate a person and drive him towards righteous things. That Allah knows best, this opportunity is here now, tomorrow might be too late, another day might never come. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we start practicing on all these aspects and in a consistent way. People actually make out timetables for themselves, this muraqabah in this time, this tasbihat, zikr in this time, this muraqabah, because then now there's a structured timetable, inshallah everything gets done in its time. Some even keep that in their pockets for a while till they have now become part of the system. So if a person is dedicated to something, is truly wanting to achieve something, so mashallah, all these efforts are made. If it is a casual thing, then it's done casually, gets left, then gets forgotten. Then Allah Ta'ala knows whether we'll be here next time, whether we'll be still around or not. So then maybe we'll get reminded next time, if we are around. But we can't wait for that. We don't know whether that time is, we still have that time or not. Now is the time to put all these things into practice and take the full benefit. And inshallah, this will become a means of great taraqqi and progress in our deen and in getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Now that we've just discussed this muraqabah of maut, so let us just sit in our places, few minutes, 3 minutes also. Just now let us make amal on this. We've learned something, so let us practice immediately. So at least 3 minutes we try and make this muraqabah of maut and then keep up with this. Going forward, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.